we're supposed to pick a verse and memorize it, and I forgot that we're supposed to memorize it, but tell it and say what we think it means. So I got this one that one of our hymns here is after 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. I think that means that if we're trying to be like Jesus now, when He comes, we'll see Him and see that we're like Him because we're trying to be like He is.
I got Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with all thy might. I think that means just whatever work is before you or whatever needs done, just do it all the way best you can, and not just kind of do it because you have to, but just put your mind in it.
I got Proverbs 13:13. A man who begins to give aid heartily is better than he who only promises and leads another to hope. And I was thinking about how, like, there's a lot of people who have all these plans to do all kinds of wonderful things and good things for other people, but then there's some that just do good works and are kind just right away.
I got Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And for me, that's a good mindset to have, and I can fix problems, and if I'm being thankful, and also it helps to not, if I'm being thankful throughout the day, it helps to not get hung up on things that don't turn out right and stuff like that.
I got Wisdom of Sirach 37:1. Every friend will say, I too am your friend. But sometimes a friend is a friend in name only. I think it means that we should be careful choosing our friends and not just hang out with people that we know aren't the best.
I got 1 John 3:18. Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. And that means don't act like you really love the brothers and the church and really love God if your heart's somewhere else and you're trying to do things in secret that aren't, you know, whatever.
I got Psalm 71:2. We will give thanks and to you, God. We will give thanks and call upon your name. I think it means that we should give thanks whatever happens, even if we don't like it, and call and pray if we need help. Really,
I really like the verse, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall have peace. And I think what it means is that if we don't have peace with others, that's not any peace with God. And if we have peace, then He can give us peace.
I got 1 Corinthians 13:10. It says that God will not put any, or not allow any temptation to come over you that you are not able to overcome, or that He will not allow a way of escape for you. And that makes me think of another verse that says that with God anything is possible. So anything that, any temptation that comes over you, He will give you a way of escape.
Proverbs 18:6-7. The lips of a man without discernment lead him into evil things, and his rash mouth calls upon death. The mouth of a man without discernment is destruction to him, and the lips are the snares of his soul. And that means you just don't have to always have to talk, and just keep your mouth shut, and your rash mouth does not. Don't speak out when you're not supposed to, or just say things you regret.
Sorry, for some reason I was spaced out when I heard the lesson, or didn't hear the lesson last week, so I'm not going to sing Yankee Doodle because that would kind of distract us from the point of, you know. But I'm going to share maybe a thought about a verse that maybe comes to my mind a lot that helps me to keep my mind on what it should be on. And I had a couple come to my mind. Let's see here. I don't know. I'll just say thankfulness is very important, because I've noticed that, though David preached the message about thankfulness a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned a verse about rejoice in the Lord always, and also in everything give thanks, you know. And I've really been trying this week to do that, and I've noticed it's helped me. But I do believe that it's something that, as we cultivate, it gets stronger and stronger, and we can overcome the more difficult, stormy times in our life that seem to be impossible to get through. And so I just want to encourage you all that not that I should be an encouragement to you all, but because you all encourage me, we encourage each other, but if we keep cultivating these things that aren't not something we feel all the time, but we can choose to cultivate thankfulness and love for one another and work toward just being better people, and it's a very wonderful thing. Well, that's another verse. Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the shame of the cross. And we can have that same mindset, you know. We can look at life like, just look at all the bad things, or we can glean the good out of that and look past those things that we think are bad and overcome them. So, Lord bless you all.
I had Proverbs 19:22. Mercy is fruit to a man, and a poor righteous man is better than a rich liar. And it doesn't matter what you have in this world, if your word ain't no good, you don't have anything. That is, helps me to just always tell the truth and just do what you're supposed to do. So if you don't have your word, you don't have anything.
Romans 12:21. Do not return evil for evil, but return evil for good. If somebody does something weird to me, I just be nice to them.